Tosh enrolled at Cypress School 4 years ago. At the time, Tosh, who has severe learning disabilities, didn't talk. His life at home held little stimulation, and public schools weren't a good fit for him.
Since coming here, he has gotten into this love of music. First, he played drums on his own, just learned how to play drums, and then he taught himself how to play the piano with Mark doing some of the teaching. But Tosh is now getting beyond all of us.
I asked Tosh to play a song for me, and he confidently launches into Coldplay's Clocks. Mark McLean is Tosh's special ed teacher. He studied music formally, but Tosh's ability has now eclipsed what he can teach him.
He teaches himself, which I think is the most amazing thing. He'll listen to a song on the radio if we're out on a field trip or something, and he comes back and he figures out how to play it on the piano on his own. Without any musical background, without any theoretical background, music theory background, he knows how to navigate around the keyboard and knows which chords to play, which notes to play. It's incredible. It's kind of has us all baffled.
Tosh's story, says Laura Briggan, is an example of what can happen when a child is in the right environment, getting the skilled attention they need.
Laura Briggan, and I'm the director of Cypress School and Behavioral Services.
Cypress receives public funding, so it's not a private school, but it caters to kids with severe learning disabilities and autism. The school opened in 2007 with just 3 students.
And now we have 55 students from around the Bay Area.
Students are as young as 5 and as old as 22. Academic learning, sitting at a desk, is part of what they do here, but they focus more on getting out. Raymond is one of the middle school kids and takes me through part of the weekly schedule.
What happens on Thursday, Ray?
We go to Safeway, we garden, and we go to the park. On Friday, we do library, park, and horseback.
Friday afternoons are spent with the Giant Steps Therapeutic Equestrian Center. It's just part of what Cypress School does to teach students to be confident and active. Briggan's hope is that every student at Cypress will become a productive member of society.
They learn a lot of emotional regulation, social skills, and vocational skills.
Many of the older students at the school are already getting work experience at a local outdoor sporting goods factory. Cypress School has become such a success that they're set to expand. They've purchased a building half a block away. The older students will stay put, while the youngest 4 classrooms will move, with the idea of eventually making new friends.
And the amazing thing is that we're sharing the building with the River Montessori Charter School, and they've got 160 students, kindergarten through 6th grade, and we'll have our 26 students, kindergarten through 8th grade, and we are going to do a very slow but steady process of getting to know each other and integrating.
The move, scheduled for February 12th, will be celebrated the next day with an open house on February 13th. All are welcome. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.